Guys, welcome back. Our guest tonight is a Canadian author whose latest novel...
I haven't heard anything yet.
There we go.
Hey, Willie, can you hear us? Willie? Can't hear us. Willie. So, guys, we'll explain the situation here. Willie is on Skype. He's got video on, and we can hear him, but he can't hear us. I don't...
Oh, what amazing timing.
I don't... So, like, the
can
whole
you
break...
Hear me?
I can hear you, yes. Willie. Can you not hear us?
Mm-mm.
He can't hear us.
Yeah. We're hanging on, Willie.
Oh.
There it is.
You know what? It makes a big difference if you have your speakers on.
There we go. So you got us now, Willie?
I do, yes.
They said that through the break they were just watching you. Watching
you. Yeah, well, you know, and I was picking my nose or whatever.
Did you guys get video of Willie picking his nose? You guys capture that at all?
Yeah, we did get that picture.
Because that's probably what everybody's most interested in seeing.
So, Willie, you, I introduced you, I guess, already. You missed that part. But,
because I wasn't really paying attention.
So, you wrote a fiction novel. It's called The Road Ahead. It's on Amazon. It's a story about an insurance guy who they pegged to be a political candidate. Do I got the gist of it?
That's correct.
And you were an insurance guy for like 30 plus years. So is the protagonist you, kind of?
No, actually, I worked in government for 30 some odd years. I worked in different levels, but I worked a big chunk of that time for the provincial insurance regulator here in Ontario.
And you got the bug to write, or did you always tinker with it, or did this come about late in life? You just decided I'm an author now.
Yeah, I'm embarrassed to say I did not have that bug to write all my entire life, but late in life I decided I was going to take a stab at it, and the first novel was sort of, you know, a little bit drawn from your background. Going forward, I'm probably going to be much more take more risk in my writing.
So, venture outside your comfort zone. I think you have out that your next one's going to be something about occupying Mars.
Yeah, I haven't been on Mars, so I don't have that kind of experience. So I would say it's probably outside my comfort zone.
So,
well, hey, man, you should get to Mars. It's great.
How do you? Is it great, Travis?
Yeah, I loved it the last time I was up there.
Willie, the early in the book you were talking about driverless cars being the future and how people wouldn't need insurance anymore for that, but you would, wouldn't you?
I think you would probably. We're going to get into insurance, sure.
That was a question that I had early on. I was like, I was thinking about, like, you know, if a robber's on your roof and falls through your roof, then the robber sues you because your roof was shitty.
Yeah. So what happens is people aren't going to be running into each other with the frequency they do now. And, but there are going to be, what I would say is there could be technical failures with your robot car, and people could get hurt or killed. And so what ends up happening is it won't be the fault of the driver. And as you know, today's auto insurance is all fault-based pretty much. And so the blame will be on the manufacturer. So car insurance instead of being sort of a fault-based type of insurance product, where the negligent party pays, it will always be the manufacturer. So it'll be a product liability product.
I've thought about the driverless car thing a lot. I spend a lot of time driving, and I can't wait for it to happen. But I would assume that when we institute driverless cars, and because there can't be a mix. You can't have driverless and drivered cars. Like the government at some point has to step in and say, you know what? No more drivers. It's all an infrastructure that we build, and you have to run off of it. So I think you're right. I think there will be no insurance, but instead it would be if there is an accident, which there will be. You can't not have accidents. It's going to happen. But it's going to be like a government program where, hey, you know what? This happened. You know, we'll take care of it in this, like, whatever funded branch or what, however it works out.
We'll do tubes like the bank.
I love it. The first – Matt, you had me with – the government steps in, because there's nothing more that I like than when the government steps into something to make it better.
So it's interesting, in my book, it talks, like early on in the book, it talks about the main character, Dix, he's in New York in a driverless car, and it talks about how Manhattan had recently banned driver-driven, you know, like operator-driven cars. And so I'm thinking the same way, that one day you won't be allowed to drive a car.
Yeah, I think there'll be tracks where if you want to be like a collector or whatever, you can purchase your vehicle, and there'll be places where you can go drive your car however you want to. But I think that there will be it's just going to be an infrastructure that's in there. And you know what? Nobody's ever going to be late, because like – when you say it says it takes you 33 minutes to get from home to work, it's going to take you exactly 33 minutes to get from home to work. Like, there won't be any wiggle room. You can't speed to get there, because it's basically punched. It's a computer driven whatever.
So you're telling me that I can't tell my wife I got stuck in traffic when I stop and have one with the boys, huh?
Right, right.
Your car is going to basically call you out on that one.
Yeah.
So When you write, when you put some time away each night to crank out a chapter or two, or do you fit it in your lunch break?
I'm a morning writer.
Oh, yeah. First thing when you wake up in the morning?
I get up in the morning and I try and block off some time first thing in the morning, and I feel like I'm freshest then and most creative, and that works best for me.
I feel like in the mornings is when I wake up and I am trying to remember all the good stuff I thought of right before I fell asleep that I can't remember anymore. So
exactly. And then you're charged up with caffeine. It's a great mix.
Yeah. I feel like all my good ideas are right before I'm about to forget them all.
Willie, do you drink your coffee black? You seem like a black coffee kind.
Yeah. I drink espresso. Like hardcore.
My heart can't take that.
You know, it's like mainlining coffee.
Right.
Is it just super concentrated? Explain this. I'm not much of a coffee guy. I don't know the ins and outs.
Like, espresso is concentrated coffee. You go to Starbucks, right?
I don't want to confuse anybody here. I get it from McDonald's.
You go to Starbucks and you see those people getting their lattes. They're putting in espresso and then steamed milk. So that espresso is concentrated coffee.
But then they spread it out by making it into kind of like a dessert.
Yeah, exactly. And then you put whipped cream on it and caramel crunch. It's beautiful.
I'm more of a Dunkin'
Willie,
guy myself.
You like a Dunkin'?
Yeah.
He's up in Canada. I don't think they have Dunkin'. They have a Tim Hortons.
No, there's
everywhere.
No Dunkin'.
No, America runs off Dunkin', not Canada.
Yeah, America.
It's Tim Hortons up here.
So
Willie, question for you, buddy. You're related to Chelsea Handler, right?
Jesus Christ, Matt.
Actually, no.
No.
Come on, Matt. Really? He really wanted to get that one in there, Willie. It was important to him.
I know.
Yeah. Congratulations, true. Matt.
Yeah, it went about as well as we thought it would, right, Matt?
Have you guys met her?
Chelsea
maybe
Handler?
You introduce me.
No, I thought maybe you had.
No.
He's a bitch.
So, Ontario, they just got that legal weed, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No!
Just a second. Let me get some out of my drawer.
Drunk perked up.
Well, they say everybody in Canada is high now, so.
That's drunk the topic up. Of the book I'm actually writing right now.
It's about the legal weed?
It is about a dairy farmer who's about to lose his farm and decides he's going to switch to growing weed.
Okay.
I mean, probably, it's probably not a bad idea.
Yeah.
I mean,
In fact, when the book comes out, I'm thinking half the Ontario farmers will say, hey, that's a good idea. We should do that.
What type of research are you doing for this?
I visited a dairy farm and a cannabis farm.
Okay.
And I had a glass of milk at the dairy farm, and at the cannabis farm, I just looked around.
You didn't have a joint?
Yeah, they're actually not allowed to sell it there.
Willie, you didn't partake in the devil's lettuce?
Well, you know,
Sell it to you, but they can gift it to you.
It's
right?
Actually it's legal here, and so it's very kind of it's not as cool as if it was illegal.
I see.
Right. You got to remember that.
I will.
It's Chelsea Handler.
Now, I was
Chelsea
curious.
Handler probably would have gone straight for the weed.
You think so? You think she's a pothead?
She's more of a booze girl.
And we're only speculating here, right?
Right.
She's probably not listening anyways, right?
I wouldn't be so sure.
Okay.
Willie, here's Chelsea Handler.
So the Mars book, it's called Loved Mars, Hated the Food. Is that the name of the book?
That's correct.
I love the title.
It's about a chef, don't forget. So he's stranded on Mars, and so it's gotta have a food theme to it.
And that one's coming out in August?
That's correct, yeah.
That's cool. And so it's williehandler.com. It's at Willie Handler on Twitter. Willie Handler, he's a good follow on Twitter, guys. So check him out. He does hashtag games and stuff. So.
Oh, cool. I like an interactive follow.
And on Saturdays, I host a hashtag game, Bad Word Saturday.
Explain Bad Word Saturday to
people. It's kind of one of these writers on Twitter. They join in, and I post the theme, and they can post lines, make up lines, whatever they want. And there's no restriction on language. Mm. And there's all kinds of bad kind of stuff that people...
So we can use the word ass?
Whoa, yeah. Matt.
It sounds right up my alley.
Hey, Willie, one last question. How do you feel about dogs wearing shirts?
A dog wearing shirts?
Yeah, like when people put shirts on their dogs. You like it, right? It's fun.
You know, I probably don't have a personal opinion on dogs with shirts.
I mean, would you prefer a dog in a shirt or just a dog being a dog?
Well, you know, I just like dogs being dogs. Like, you know, that's
really it. You know, that's all you need.
It's kind of awkward, you know, especially if the shirt doesn't fit right.
Right.
See, like in the chat, Liquid Lozenge is in there. He posts a dog dressed up like a minion, and I'll tell you what. It's really cute.
My favorite is the Winnie the Pooh dog.
Yeah, Winnie the Pooh dog.
But Willie,
bear, don't forget, he was a bear, but he had a bow tie.
Yeah. Willie just likes the fucking dogs being dogs.
Just dogs being dogs, man.
No, a bow tie I could live with. You know, the family dog has a bow tie for special occasions.
All right, so guys, tweet at Willie and
send him some dogs wearing shirts. We're going to convert him. I'm
dogs
telling you.
In dogs bow ties.
With shirts. You know, maybe I can be swayed.
Yeah, yeah. Send Willie some dogs wearing shirts. Liquid, all these ones that you're posting in the chat room, copy them all, send them all to Willie. Flood Willie's timeline with dogs wearing shirts. That's what we need.
500 pictures of dogs wearing
shirts. And we're going to get Willie back.
I'm going to be checking right now. My Twitter feed's probably filling up right now.
We're going to get Willie back on here, though, when we've converted him to the dog insurance camp. So,
yeah. I would be happy to join you guys again.
Guys, at Willie Handler on Twitter, WillieHandler.com. Check out his book, The Road Ahead. It's a good read. the driverless cars guys in insurance. You know what I'm saying?
I'm not into it unless there's a Johnny Cab.
And definitely check out Willie's game on Saturdays. The hashtag, what is that again? The hashtag bad word?
The hashtag is bad word sap.
Bad word sap.
Bad word sap.
I'm going to play that game on Saturdays. You're
quite welcome. I can't remember what the theme is, but I'll be posting it at the end of the week.
Okay. Looking forward to it. Willie, thanks for hanging out with us for a bit.
It was my pleasure. Thank you for having me on.
No problem. Thanks, take care, buddy. So, guys, first of all, I like Willie. Willie's a nice guy.
I love Willie.
I do, too.
Him. He's the best guest we've ever had.
When I'm watching you guys on the chat, let's see, Willie had his video on. We don't do video. Willie did video. And I noticed that Travis and Matt were talking. Willie wasn't talking. And I was like, what are they saying to Willie? Because he's not responding. Are they berating Willie? Are they asking him that god-awful Chelsea Handler question that I was hoping he wouldn't ask?
You got to wait for the show to ask the Chelsea Handler question.
That's the most important question.
You don't do that off mic. Mike,
I would never. I'm a professional.
And so they message me and they say, "We can hear him, but he can't hear us." And I just figured, in the time it took us to do the break, you guys would figure it out.
Well, we were asking him for help with the schedule for the 12-hour marathon.
That's true.
Oh God, you got Willie involved?
Sorry,
yeah, baby.
I ain't gonna lie, I was kind of distracted that whole interview by his little picture over his right hand shoulder trying to figure out.
Well, he's in Ontario. I think it was
it had to have been Toronto.
It's probably the Maple Leafs.
And it looked like early 90s, so I would assume it has something to do with Doug Gilmore.
I
Felix Potvin,
perhaps.
Can we name any other what was that Finnish guy?
Matt Sundin.
Yeah.
Mark Johnson.
So I really loved that Willie just stayed quiet the entire break, and immediately when we came back was like, "Can you guys hear me?"
Well, I was messaging him in the Skype, and he saw that.
The timing was just perfect.
Oh my God, Matt, look at this dog on a treadmill dressed up like Superman.
Yeah.
Oh, dog's wearing shirts. I'm telling you, it's really great.